Hello, welcome back to my channel. I'm Caitlin. I'm interviewing my friend Keisha from church. Another church friend. Introduce yourself, Keisha.
I'm Keisha, been at Fellowship Church Lubbock for 14 years now, and I've known Caitlin for about two.
I think about three. But two, I think yeah, about two. What are your favorite things to do?
I love to read. I love to play with my dogs, and I love to just learn and enjoy kids.
My favorite things to do, I like to write my journals. Rihanna gives me journal prompts to ask her for them. She gives me good ones. She also reads my journals. I'm comfortable for doing that. I love listening to music. I love going to the movies. There's a movie coming out, Five Nights at Freddy's 2. It's a gory like stuff. I love them, those movies. Never imagine like go see animals, my people's house, play with their dogs and stuff. Go to have and play bingo. Chillax. What was your first impression when you started to get to know me?
I thought you were just super sweet and friendly.
It crazy.
Friendly.
It funny.
And funny. Definitely a passion for music.
What was your favorite memory we made? What's your favorite?
I love the times we go and have lunch together.
Did you grow up in church? If so, what denomination?
Yes, I did grow up in church, and mostly Baptist. I did go to Trinity in Plainview, which is non-denominational, for a little bit, but most of my life has been in Baptist churches.
I grew up at a Pentecostal church, like I mentioned in my previous video. That's all my core memories. I remember they was grand clapping the music. So they had a keyboard. It's like, it's older version keyboards. They're like great. They pressed a button, like made a drum like sound, and they played it like, and everybody stood up. There was no call to stand. When the music started, everybody just stood up. So what's it like being a special ed teacher? What are the challenges?
It is definitely challenging, but it's super rewarding. Some of the challenges are just knowing how to meet the needs of each and every single one of the kids when they vary so greatly.
I was in special ed since I was in school. I do believe I was diagnosed at a young age. So, it's challenging for me too sometimes to be a student special ed. How long were you a special ed teacher?
I have been a special education teacher. This August will start my 12th year.
That's a long time. What is your favorite song you sing at church?
Man, there's a lot. Probably my favorite, it is Well.
I like Crown of Many Crowns. That's one of my most favorites. And then I like Outrageous Regarding King Cole, How Good It Is. Just other just all kinds of songs, I guess. What is something you want to keep learning?
I want to keep learning about the character of God.
Want to keep learning music because that's the journey I'm on right now. What's your favorite instrument? Can be any instrument in the entire world.
Don't watch movies.
Instrument.
Yeah.
Anything?
I don't really watch more TV shows than that.
I said instrument.
Oh, instrument, my favorite.
You silly
Sorry,
girl.
my favorite instrument, drums.
That's my first. I like the guitar, the bass guitar, the keyboards. But I think the keyboard's my favorite right now. I like the banjo. I like the piano, the drums, the woodwinds. So, see. What's it like having me as a friend?
She just laughed and enjoying and yeah. just getting to watch you grow.
When you visited my day hab and met my mama, Rihanna, and my friends, what did you think of it?
Oh my goodness, I enjoyed it. I just felt the genuine love that everyone has there. I enjoyed all the hugs.
What do you think about our close friendship?
About what?
Our close friendship.
I enjoy having you as a friend.
This one is really funny. What do you think of the funny videos I send you?
Goodness. Send me some funny ones. I don't know what my favorite one is. I just enjoy them because I love to laugh.
I think one of my favorite ones I've sent you so far is where, you know, these puppets have these googly eyes on their fingers.
Yep.
He's those puppies. He's in the sink. Puppies go. Get out of the sink. No.
That one was pretty.
Puppies, no. No. All right, then there was the panda. What movie do you want to see at the theater?
Oh, I'm not much of a movie goer, so no, that's interesting. We're more in staying in kind of people.
The movie I want to say it's coming on December. It's Five Nights at Freddy's 2. I've seen the first one so many times. It's not. It's not even scary to me because I'm fanatic. Just like I'm. Yes, I'm cook most fanatic, but I'm fanatic about other things too. I don't want to say fanatic, I'm just like fans of other things too, not just Cookie Monster. Well, it's 8th, this time I'm trying to go to get a ticket, get right there. Remember when you planned my birthday and Friendsgiving?
Yes. That was a lot of fun.
It really was. Remember my birthday, Well, I knew I was going to have a party eventually. I didn't know what day it was going to be. Yes, it was a surprise. I walked in. Krista Maha was filming. I didn't know she was filming. I walked in like it was normal. Everybody was surprised. Happy birthday. And the look on my face, my reaction.
It was precious.
It was. And the Friendsgiving was fun too, because I couldn't see my family for Thanksgiving. But I feel this year is different, because I get to see my family so often now. I'm happy about that. What do you think about the funny stuff I tell you?
About what?
It's the stuff I tell you.
I think it's good that we can talk about things and that you have just various people that you can talk to and lean on, and I'm just glad to be one that you can trust.
What do you think about women being pastors?
I think women definitely can teach other women and children. I think as far as pastors,
the Bible really speaks about
that. I feel like the Bible is pretty clear that that should be filled by.
Actually, I have a verse that I have memorized. It's 1 Timothy 2:12. I think it's 1 Timothy. I'm just going to say it. 1 Timothy 2:12 says, I do not permit a woman to teach or take the word over a man. Rather, she's going to be quiet. What that means, doesn't mean we have to be like quiet.
Right.
But it means we can't teach the congregation. Like, we can be on the music team.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach the children, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be in other ministries besides pastoring and evangelism. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about my wild imagination? Like, we have to imagine this, and I do this and that, or this and that happens.
It makes me laugh to hear your funny stories about the things you think about.
This is a time for questions because I have to give my people are interviewing chance to ask me questions that they have. Is our time close to having questions for me?
What is your favorite church memory?
Her church memory. Oh man, I think Halloween. I think when I talked right after her, so and so, run up to him and give him a hug. You know, I think my favorite church memory is when Denise gets on to me sometimes.
keeps a lot of us.
And then when Pan gets on to me, she's like, "Can you look at me, please?" I'll be like, "Look at her." My favorite church memory. Oh, I remember this one time. I was in the lobby. Steven had to be in. You know how these doors, the sanctuary doors, has a surface mirror kind of sort of. I like, "Steven, look at you." He looked at me and he went, "Ha, ha, ha." That's one of my favorites. Just like being with everybody and worshiping together. I think my least favorite is the sermon. It's not the preaching itself. It's just I have a hard time sitting still. So, any more questions?
What is your favorite thing to do in your downtime?
Chillax. Watch TikTok. Watch funny stuff. Or listen to music. Talk to my housemates and my group home. Because I have a lot of downtime after day. If it's a weekend, I'll clean my room. Yeah. Any more questions? Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for watching. Bye.